Good evening. For WBAI News in New York, I'm Linda Perry. He was called a racist, his impartiality called into question, but Senator Jefferson Beauregard Sessions III, the senator from Alabama, was confirmed tonight as U.S. Attorney General, the vote 52-46. Then it went to Alaska Senator Republican Lisa Murkowski.
Ms. Murkowski, I...
The final tally, 52-47.
Are there any senators in the chamber wishing to change their vote? If not, the ayes are 52, the nays are 47. And I'm sorry? And one senator responded present. The nomination is confirmed. Majority Leader.
I move to reconsider the vote on the nomination.
We have order.
I move to reconsider the
question
vote.
Question is on the motion to be reconsidered.
I move to table the motion to reconsider.
The question is on the motion to table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no.
I ask unanimous consent.
The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is agreed to.
I ask unanimous consent the mandatory quorum call be waived.
Is there objection? Without objection.
Sessions won unanimous backing from Senate Republicans, and he picked up support of one Democrat, Joe Manchin of West Virginia. The vote capped weeks of divisive battles over Sessions, an early supporter of President Donald Trump and one of the Senate's most conservative lawmakers. Critics say Sessions wouldn't do enough to protect voting rights of minorities, protect LGBTQ and the legal rights of women. There's concern immigrants in the country illegally won't receive due process with Sessions as the top law enforcement officer. In response, Common Cause says we need Americans of conscience to hold Jeff Sessions accountable every step of the way. Common Cause says while 52 U.S. senators may have caved in to political expedience and fear of Trump retribution, we the people are not about to quit. Now that Jefferson Beauregard Sessions is the Attorney General, he must be watched. So Common Cause is launching Sessions Watch. Go to commoncause.org to sign up. Richard Cohen of the Southern Poverty Law Center says we oppose Sessions' nomination because of his record on civil rights and his association with extremist anti-immigrant organizations. Now that he has been confirmed as our next Attorney General, we hope he surprises us and his other critics by protecting the civil and human rights of all persons in our country. Given the xenophobic executive orders that have been coming out of the White House, we need a staunch defender of the Constitution at the Justice Department. Linda Perry, WBAI News, New York.